It's Yud Beis on their base. 19th of March, front page Pevov. And this is really a summary of what we just had in the previous few prokim and a lead in to the coming prokim. Or at the end of the first paragraph, as he said, when it comes to active mitzvahs, maisios, there's a yetzahara to do less or to do more, to find corners to cut, kulas that are not legitimate, or sometimes, ironically, I want to do more, but both can come from the same midah. I want to do things my way. I don't want to be bound by Hashem's mitzvahs. And the whole idea of mitzvah is mitzvah ve'osu, is I'm doing what I'm told. So either one loses the real focus of what a mitzvah is. Then he says, in mitzvahs in general, not necessarily active mitzvahs, just mitzvahs in general. It could be a mitzvah ma'asis or a mitzvah machshava. A person can be inclined to do the ones that he more relates to and abandon the other ones, which again is the same midah. It's what I want. It's what I'm more drawn to.
I've heard it called the cafeteria style.
Right, that's right. So what he's trying to say is it's the same midah. Within the active performance of a mitzvah, I can do less or I can do more. And within which mitzvahs I take hold of, it can be I'm taking the ones that I relate to. Either both are coming from this midah of it's not mitzvah, it's what I like. So the last three lines of that paragraph, right from in the middle, but our obligation is to be ibergegeben, to be given over to all mitzvos in an equal way. Yirei mitzvah hu yeshulam, one who is fearful of mitzvos, who has an awe of mitzvos, will be rewarded. Al kol mitzvah yesh lo geshes b'chovet rosh v'yira. Every mitzvah should be approached with seriousness and awe of oz miskabelas mikol mitzvah tosefis yira v'charodas kodesh. Then from every mitzvah is gained or is received added yira and a trepidation, a trembling for holiness. B'mitzvahs atmidias, in the constant mitzvahs yira ave emunah v'chulu, those mitzvahs, those traits, ha'achreach u'lelechus b'madregos ad shemagiyam l'shlemos ha'mayla. One has to go step by step. Of necessity, one has to go by madrega until we reach wholeness, shlemos. Mitzvahs ha'alicha b'drach v'yisporach mechayevas ha'ayevas hishapchus ha'odom l'bal midas tovos. Ha'alachta b'drachav ha'matati o'day requires changing a person to one of good midas. V'ha'az haros al midas ro'el shabator mechayevas akiras al midas el mekirbeinu. Warnings about bad midos require uprooting those midos from ourselves. They are not merely prohibitions from acting upon those midos. If I never did a vengeful act and I didn't do a hateful act, it doesn't mean I've fulfilled the mitzvah. I'm supposed to remove the trait of nekima and sinna from my heart. Gam l'kiya mitzvah ha'tshuva v'shlemes roi sh'yishtana adam ikaro. So again, as we saw yesterday, he kind of puts tshuva in at the end, apparently like a different category. Also to do tshuva with shleimus, a person has to fundamentally change.
So not acting is not enough?
Not acting is not enough. Yeah. The Rambam in Shona Prakam asked the question, what's better, a person who would like to do something bad but doesn't, or a person who by nature wants to do the right thing? And he says it depends. When it comes to what we would call basically ritual mitzvahs, Yoredeya, Chukim, so I could eat a non-kosher meat, but Hashem says no, so I don't have to say I couldn't eat something non-kosher. I could, but the Torah tells me not to. But when it comes to what we would call mitzvahs Beidam Lachavero, he calls mitzvah sichlios, mitzvahs that should be intuitive. You're not supposed to say, I'd love to steal today, but because the Torah says not to, I'm not going to. It's not the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to fundamentally not be able to have something which is not ours. So that's what he's talking about. That's halicha bedrachov. Hine hakdama l'kiyam ha-mitzvahs hi ha-yidiyah ha-brur ba-halachos. The entree to fulfillment of mitzvahs is knowing the halachos clearly. Ulam Keta Nizharim, Mishurus Alev, Hamasakanis Kiyam, Amitzis Bishlemus. How are we cautious from this trait of Shurus Alev, from doing what I see fit and what I feel like doing, which endangers the fulfillment of mitzvahs holy? Mi Maralanos Darki Hamadregos Bechovos Alvavos. Who's going to show us the way to get to the varying levels? He's phrasing what he outlined before. He's putting it in question form. Who's going to show us that you have to go in madrigos and the mitzvahs of the heart? So who's going to show me how you get to those different levels? Ketzad kona midos tovas v'ketzad okra midos roz. How do you acquire good midos as a part of one's personality? And how do you uproot bad midos? From the word simon, here are denoted the parameters, the contours of chokhmas hamusar, because it deals with these things. This is where musar stands out. So here we get a clear definition. What is the Chachma of Musa are all about? And it's basically the things he just asked. Aleph, Minia, Shriras, Haleh, Bekiyam, HaMitzvos. Avoiding, we'll call it free-spiritedness, doing things my way and fulfilling the mitzvos. Beis, Birur, Madregos, HaMailos, Vesagosin. Clarifying the various levels of positive midos and how to achieve them. Gimel, Birur, HaMidos, Vedarki, Knyasin. The clarification of the midas and how to acquire them, ubi uran, and to eliminate them. He means for negative midas. How do I get the positive ones? How do I eliminate the negative? It's confusing that word for a second. I thought it was supposed to be with an aleph. What are positive traits? How do I get them? What are negative traits? How do I eliminate them? Dalet tshuva ugdareha. Tshuva and its definitions, its parameters. And hey, Limud Hayira, the study of Shema. So let's see the 11th chapter. This is like a new section, really. Parak Achados or Musar. Musar hi chachmas habitsua shel kol haTorah kula. Musar is the science, the wisdom of. Bitsua means like carrying out, implementing something. It's the chachma of executing the entire Torah. B'chol medina yesh guf mechokek. In every country, you have a body that makes laws, a legislative body. Asefa l'umit Knesset. It's like the national gathering, the lawmaking body. V'guf mevatzaya, and a body that executes, that carries out, memshala, the government. Shoftim v'shotrim titan lacha, just as you have in the Torah. The shoftim decide the law, the shotrim are the police officers, they carry it out. Mostos shiput, mostos lebitzua psakadin. There are institutions for judging, and there are institutions for carrying out the psakadin. It's a big weakness in our bezdin system today, that we have a little bit of the former and none of the latter almost. It makes for a big problem. But anyway, b'binyan batim yeshna chachmas hatiknun. In building houses, there's the chachma of the design. Adrikal hamasarteit ha'tachnit, like the designer who draws up the tachnit is like a program. It means like the blueprint. The chachmas ha'handasa and the chachma of engineering. Hamahandes mevatzeis ha'bin, the actual engineer who carries out the building. Here's the plan, and here's the one who carries it out. But musica and music, mechaber hamangina, v'hamakela hametnagenesesa. You have the author of the one who draws up the music, composes the music, and the choir that sings it. Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva l'Moshe livnos Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to build the Mishkan. Itzava b'tzala al malachas haMishkan. So b'tzala was given the task of the actual malacha. B'nemar olav b'tzel kel ha'isa. So I'll darshan his name. B'tzalal is b'tzel kel, in the shadow of Hashem. Ki yodo l'chavin heitiv seder ha'beniya. Because he knew how to mechaven means like to hit on the mark very well the order of the building. Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Gila as Tachnis Abinyan. Vitzel Bitzeya Osa. Moshe Rabbeinu revealed like the design of the building, and Bitzalel carried it out. Kach, this is such a fascinating definition of Musar. Kach halacha hichoku mishpat haTorah lamedus son of malasos. Halacha, that aspect of Torah, is the choku mishpat. It's the laws that teaches us what we have to do. V'chokmas haMusar hi Torah habitzua. Chokma of Musar is the wisdom of carrying it out. Ketzad lakayim haMitzvos. How to fulfill mitzvahs. A person can read the whole manual, what's supposed to be done, but not. They can read, look at the design of a building, but have no idea how to get it up, and how to get it working. So Musar is actually implementing the Torah. As Yisodo says, its foundations, the Nevi'im laid, and he's going to say the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and so on. So, Mr. Shem, we continue. We'll continue on Friday. We'll start to see how Musar gets us from the design to the implementation. Okay.